You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Halifax Mayor Savage on Mucho Radio.
I am a father of two great kids. I have a wonderful wife. I emigrated to Canada with my family when I was very young, lived in Dartmouth from the time that I was about 6 years old. My father was a medical doctor. I'm one of seven kids. Always had an interest in politics, but didn't necessarily think I'd end up in politics. I studied here, worked away for a while, came home, and consider myself to be very fortunate to live here in Halifax in Canada. You know, kids ask me all the time when I go to schools how to get into politics, and really you get into politics by being in the community. So I was always in the community. It was sort of an ethic that we learned from our parents. Both of my parents were very community-minded people, so we all naturally spent time in the community. I have six brothers and sisters. They're all involved in the community. I'm the only one that strayed into politics, made the fatal mistake. But you know, I'm out in the community. I was involved in politics. I admired people who did important things in politics, and I believe in government and I believe in politics. You know, a lot of people run for politics and say, "I'm not a politician. I don't believe in politics." Politics is how things get done in a democracy. And as messy as it may be, it's the best system. So I believe in politics, and I think people can make a difference if they do it the right way. So I got involved in politics. Eventually, I became a member of parliament and then a mayor. And, you know, I'm probably at that point in my life where I might like to do something else before I retire, other than just be in politics. But I ran for mayor because I believe in this community. I believe in the people. I like the people. I like talking to people. And I think I can do some good work. Well, Halifax, by Canadian standards, is a very historic city. Not only have the Mi'kmaq lived here for 13,000 years, but when the Europeans arrived, you know, hundreds of years ago, by Canadian standards, the history is quite old. And I think Halifax is a great city. It's always been a city that offers a lot, a city of great successes. It's also been a city of great tragedies. We'll honor the 100th anniversary of the explosion in a couple of weeks. So there's been challenges here. But I think it's a city that has a great number of advantages that we came by naturally. A beautiful deep harbor, one of the best in the world. A nice location. Sometimes it seems like we're hanging onto the edge of Canada, but we're well located versus other time zones and places like Europe. Great universities. We've always had a lot. But it's always been my view, and the reason I ran for mayor was I thought we could push it a bit more and make more. And the big difference now for Halifax over, let's say, even a decade ago, in my view, is the multicultural aspect of Halifax. More and more people are choosing Halifax. You know, I just came from a Remembrance Day service at Bedford South School, and to look at the kids in that school were, you know, was really the face of the new Halifax, which is people from around the world. All kinds of different faces that you wouldn't have seen when I grew up. And so I think Halifax is really hitting its stride as a city. You know, 20 years after we amalgamated, you know, 100 years after the explosion, 150 years since Confederation, I think that Halifax is in a really good place. I'm excited about it. I love this place and I love the people. I think Halifax can be the most livable city in Canada. By livable, I mean respecting our environment, respecting our history, promotion of healthy living, promotion of multicultural diversity. I think we have so many of the things that cities want. Economically, we're strong now. We've been on a bit of a roll the last number of years. You see growth in the downtown core, but we're also promoting complete neighborhoods away from the core. We're a big city, right? We're huge. We're 5,500 square kilometers. We're the size of the province of Prince Edward Island. And I think we're finally at a point where we can look at that as an asset and not as a constant source of challenge, you know, because of our size. So I think the vision of Halifax is that we can be livable. We can be the most livable city in Canada with a really comfortable downtown, lots of young people, a good place for people who want to either retire or partly retire. And where people from around the world come and say, "I can live here." And so I think we can be the most livable city in Canada and one of the most livable cities in the world. For a long time, we didn't have employment for young people. And so kids came here, they went to school, they went back home, or they went somewhere else in Canada. Now they're finding opportunities here. Big companies and small companies are finding this is a good place, not only to do business, but for their employees to live. it's an affordable place compared to other locations. And even in spite of some of our issues of traffic and congestion, it's nothing compared to, I just was in Toronto this week, and I got to tell you, I'm glad I don't have to fight that kind of traffic every day. So we have challenges. But there's a really good opportunities here. And the city is not defined by IKEA or Lard or Amazon. It's enhanced by those things. It's defined by the essence, the heartbeat of the city, which happens every day, which is small and medium-sized business, which is young people finding something to do, you know, people on walking trails. I mean, that's the city is really defined by the activity on a day-to-day basis. And all these other things now, for example, bringing IKEA here, as you mentioned, that's a cool thing. That's a cool store. But it's also going to help other furniture stores and other businesses in this area. So these are all enhancements to a city. The heart of the city is the people. And we want to keep as many people here as we can and bring as many people here from other places as we can, and that'll make us stronger. Well, Halifax, I think, at least as much and possibly more than any other major city in the country, understands the role of the military. When I was growing up, you know, there was almost a view that the military, about war, we didn't want that. And, you know, we've come to evolve as a community to recognize that the reason you have war is to have peace, to have freedom. And I think Halifax gets that. We have such a high number of serving members of the Canadian Forces, as well as our police, our fire, first responders, and everybody else. I think we understand. I think it's in our bones here that we respect and honor those who've served, and particularly those who've perished in war. We have a number of cenotaphs. You know, we're just a couple of hundred yards from the one here in Halifax, where I'll be tomorrow or Saturday. I guess that's tomorrow. Tens of thousands of people will be coming out. You know, for a city of 420,000 people, you know, close to half of those people will probably be at cenotaphs, you know, on Remembrance Day. Certainly people will be pausing to reflect on what this means. And, some of the people in the military have best defined why they're in the military to me as being that they believe in peace. And sometimes people have to sacrifice in order to win that peace. So I think we get that here in Halifax. It means a lot to us.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.